All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Chance Marshall. He's the county ag agent and organizer for the University of Wyoming Extension's Farm and Ranch Days that's scheduled for February 8th and 9th. At the fairgrounds in Riverton. We had him on last year. Sounded like an amazing event. He's going to kind of give us a background information on the University of Wyoming Extension's role, why they do this Farm and Ranch Days, and what folks can expect from the event. But before we get into all of that, Chance, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for having us on again and talking about the event. We're really excited about it.
I'm excited for it too, because just another community event that brings everyone together, celebrates the farm, ranch, and ag life that we have out here. Before we dive into talking about this year specifically, could you kind of give us some background information about the University of Wyoming Extension and their role in putting this on?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so my role here in Fremont County is to I work with farmers and ranchers and just the ag community in Fremont County, but throughout the state of Wyoming. We do several projects, but one of the big ones every year is this Farm and Ranch Days project. And this is the 39th year that we've done it.
39th year. 39th wow. Year. Okay.
And what a lot of people don't realize about Fremont County is that it is kind of an agriculture powerhouse. Mm-hmm. And it's, often referred to as kind of the backbone of our economy, is just the agriculture industry is really important in Wyoming. And Fremont County is a big player in that. We've got some amazing people here. We produce, we're one of the top producers in cattle and mm-hmm. sheep. Mm-hmm. We've got a variety of crops that are produced here, and we produce some of the very best hay in the whole country. You know, just the conditions here are just right for it. We've got good progressive producers that make it happen every year. And this Farm and Ranch Days event is really just meant to, give those folks the resources, the information, education. It's a totally free event where everybody gets together every February and talks about emerging issues, best practices, and gets to talk to, as experts on certain topics, just basically trying to make them more profitable and sustainable going forward.
So you can learn a lot, you can network, and I don't want to talk too out of turn here, but as a lot of things are kind of on the wayside in Wyoming in terms of businesses that are going out, things that are showing a decline, the ag culture is something that is getting a lot of money thrown behind it too, and getting a lot of support from the state, correct?
Well, agriculture is always an important thing, and I think just like any business, there are challenges in the industry now, and mm-hmm. The cost of inputs is really high right now. The cost of fuel, which is important to produce crops, is high. Fertilizer is high. The cost of feed is mm-hmm. extremely high.
It's just a cycle of the water costs too much, this costs too much, and then it's just a domino effect.
Exactly. But luckily, markets have been pretty good. So it's just an ever-changing atmosphere for our producers. And we want to see that continue to be successful in the future. We want to see a good transition mm-hmm. To the next generation of folks in the industry. And events like this, I think, really promote that kind of thing happening.
Totally. And I think that's a perfect segue into kind of talking about specifically about what's going to be going on. Once again, this will be February 8th and 9th at the fairgrounds in Riverton. This is the Farm and Ranch Days. So that kicks off, what is it, a Wednesday? Is that the first day?
Yep, it's a Wednesday and Thursday, just that 8th and 9th of February. Basically, kind of the way that we've got it set up is that we open the doors at 9 a.m. and anyone's welcome. You don't have to be a big, large-scale producer. We've got a lot of folks that are moving to our part of the world to, own a few acres or, mm-hmm. Be self-sufficient, grow a garden. I mean, those people are totally welcome to this event, too. And the way that we've got the program structured is we've got a variety of different topics. I think we have 28 different presentations throughout the 2 days that happen on a
oh, wow. okay.
wide range of topics. And then we also have a trade show that is there in the fair building that goes on the whole time as well. So we start at 9 a.m. and then we go through about 2:45 p.m. is when we're usually done. And we've got a free lunch to the public both days. Yeah, so a lot of people show up, they get a coffee, you know, some coffee and a donut and visit with their neighbor and then maybe go check out a few classes, visit the booths at the trade show and then have a free lunch that is served by the Fremont County Cattle Women.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they do such a great job.
They do. And it's really, really great to have those ladies there year after year. And it makes it kind of fun. And we have a few giveaways that happen and raffles and then we have a keynote speaker after lunch each day. So, and as
who will be the speakers this year?
So the two keynote speakers, the first day, you know, if you're in the ag world right now, anywhere in Fremont County, we were just talking about how much snow there's been, what kind of winter mm-hmm, it's been. But mm-hmm. if you're trying to calve in this weather, or you've got livestock that you're feeding, it's especially challenging.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. As long as I've lived here in Fremont County, this is the most snow that I've seen.
Same. I'm going on 13 years here now. And I was like, okay, this is what the old winters that everyone's talked about in the past.
Exactly. So kind of an emerging topic, or theme. It wasn't even on purpose, but, of this year's Farm and Ranch Days is just dealing with adverse weather conditions, how that affects the amount of, you know, how much you feed, how you take care of animals, how you, you know, just how you deal with the winter and weather. And so we're going to have Lance Vanden Bogart. He is the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service here in Riverton. He's going to come and just kind of explain why we've been seeing these types of weather patterns, what to expect going forward cool. in the spring. And he's also going to talk in his presentation about how, you know, ranchers and farmers can get really pinpointed weather forecasts for their places, you know, because a lot of them don't live close to town and the weather can be different at their place than it is in Riverton or Lander. So he's going to talk about having a really good forecast for your ranch or farm. And that kind of information can be so important to producers that are trying to time baling their hay because they don't want it to get wet they need to get their heifers in to calve before the storm hits. So, you know, information like this is important. And I think that'll be great to have him on the first day.
And then that's Wednesday's keynote speaker. And then Thursdays will be.
And then Thursdays, we have our Senator John Barrasso is going to be joining us by video. And he, you know, it's busy in his world, but, you know, he's going to talk about some of those expensive things that are going on in the industry, just as far as inputs and things that are happening in Washington and the new farm bill. Mm-hmm. He's going to kind of address some of those things, provide some remarks on current events during that lunchtime that'll be of interest to the ag crowd. And he's always been a big supportive of, you know, person for agriculture and our industry. So it'll be awesome to have him part of the event that second day.
And at what time are the keynote speakers for both of those days?
The keynote speakers will start roughly around 1:30. So we serve lunch.
It's the last event.
Exactly. Of the day. Okay. So we serve lunch at 1 o'clock. We have a late lunch. That free lunch is at 1 o'clock. You get your food, you get set down. Everybody visits for a little bit. And then about 1:30, we start with the keynote.
Great.
Each day.
And I'm looking at a lot of the sessions that you're going to have available here. We don't have to go through all of them because there are a lot. Like, how many did you say there are total?
There's 28 total between the 2 days.
28 total between Wednesday and Thursday. That's February 8th and... Hold on, let me get back to that.
8th and 9th.
February 8th and 9th at the Fairgrounds in Riverton. Could you kind of give us a teaser of some of the things that'll be available?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the agenda on Wednesday. We've got a variety of topics, you know, just calculating the cost of machinery.
Okay.
You know, some people own their own equipment. Some people hired out and just calculating the custom rates, especially with that rise in cost of fuel is of interest. you know, a huge input that people that are feeding cattle is you got to supplement them, especially when it's really cold, to make sure they're getting all the nutrients so that they can have their calves easy, that they don't get too thin. If they get too thin, then they won't rebreed. And you know, for cow-calf producers, that's a big, big thing for profitability. So we'll have some talks on feeding cattle, you know, some grazing things. One of the big things that is going on is these algae cyanobacterial blooms.
Yeah, I saw that on here that we always post about that on County 10 when those warnings are issued. But mm-hmm. then I think a lot of folks don't realize the trickle down effect what that has on the ag industry. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it just like anything, those blooms, those algal blooms that'll happen in our bodies of water, our lakes around, especially in Fremont County, can be dangerous to livestock, mm-hmm. you know, people. We're going to have Kelsey Hirschman from the Department of Environmental Quality come talk about why those concerns are there and what things to watch for and, you know, trying to minimize some losses, hopefully, for livestock producers with that. Mm-hmm. If you go on to the second day, we've got a bunch of different things. Of course, I always offer a private pesticide applicator class. Folks that are wanting to get pesticides can come get licensed to purchase their herbicides or insecticides to take care of things like alfalfa weevils, grasshoppers, or weeds. We offer that class.
That's cool. You just learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to have the license in order to get the stuff and use it. You know,
so that way if anyone's questioning you, you're like, nope, I've got the proof that I can do this.
Exactly. And then, you know, I think it's always interesting to hear from our county trappers. They talk about predator management in Fremont County. Fremont County is unique because we've got, you know, a lot of livestock, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. but predators are a big deal. We've got a lot of coyotes, but then also in portions of the county, we have wolves, grizzly bears. Producers are dealing with that. They'll give an update on kind of the status of predators in Fremont County, work that they've been doing, what kind of livestock predator interactions have happened.
That'll especially be interesting right now, too, with the reports of the higher snow amounts in the mountains, which is pushing them closer to in town and how that could affect things, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely all tied together, I think. So that'll be interesting. We've got the folks from CWC that are coming. They've been great partners with all kinds of projects that we've done for the ag community here. And they've got some exciting new things that are happening this next year. And they're going to do a few presentations for us. Got some things on business and crop insurance and livestock insurance. So there's a little bit of everything.
Covering the whole spectrum there. Now you said that this was free to the public, so people can just show up to this both days. They don't need to pre-register at the very least of any kind, or just show up.
No, they just show up. No RSVP or anything. You just walk through the door. We have a kind of a sign-in table and that's it. So,
and then how can people, stay up to date on this event, website, social media, anything like that?
Yeah. So, the flyers, we've got a Facebook page, this Fremont County Extension. We'll go ahead today. We're going to post the agenda, the full agenda to that page. And then we'll also have a link to our program handout on our county website.
Okay, great.
So,
well, Chance, appreciate you stopping by and filling us in on all that. Was there anything else that you want to get out to our listeners that you think they might want to know going into this, or anyone you want to thank?
Well, yeah.
Besides everyone involved, it's kind of been one of those too long a list sort of scenarios.
It is a really long list of folks that we're appreciative for. Definitely everybody that all the businesses that come and have a booth are sponsors. We've got some big sponsors that make this thing happen. And it's a unique thing to have an event like this. It's been going on for almost four decades. And mm-hmm. just really thankful for the community that we live in. And I really, really enjoy the job. Looking forward to keeping this going. And hopefully seeing everybody there. Like I said before, you don't have to be a big farmer rancher to come enjoy this event. We want as many folks that can make it and come learn about Fremont County.
Totally. Well, Chance, last time, thank you again. Appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this as well, and we hope to see you out there.
Awesome. Thanks, Vince.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more coffee time after a quick word from our sponsor.